How surprised were you with this?
I was a little bit surprised. I mean, I saw the reports like everyone else did that he hurt his back, you know, lifting his luggage. But that was all on the heels of a really positive seeming summer where Steve seemed to be himself quite optimistic that he was going to sort of be able to go out on his own terms. But, you know, I guess in the big picture, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is a guy who played 15 games last year. He's going to be 41 years old in February. He's the oldest guy in the league. He's been fighting this war with his body now for going on 2 years, really. So, no, I guess you can't be surprised. But I think maybe I was just naively optimistic that he'd be able to finish on the court on his terms, and that's been proven not the case.
Is there any worry about his long-term health? His quote after the news came out seemed to me like he was focusing on his long-term. Is there any worry right now about that?
I don't think so. I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you I know exactly, right. But just that through this whole period, I mean, and in fairness to Steve, what gets lost sometimes is this all sort of stemmed from a freak accident he had bumping into Damian Lillard, I think, in his first road game with the Lakers, and that just sort of, he bruised a nerve as well as breaking his leg, fracturing his leg, and that just sort of set off, he's never been able to settle these nerve problems since. But in the whole process, you know, we've seen the Grantland series last year, it's not like he's debilitated and he can't, and you know, have some version of the kind of, well, he's a lot more healthy than you or I think. but just talking to Jay Triano yesterday and talking to Steve in the past year or so, is his issue would be he'd kind of get up to the game speed and fitness, and just the slightest little thing would kind of throw it all out of whack, and then he'd be 2-3 weeks trying to get back up to that game speed and fitness. That just doesn't work in the NBA. I mean, I think he told Jay, if I could only play one game a week, I could keep playing. But as we all know, that's about two less than they have in the NBA season and in most NBA weeks.
Michael Granger on Tim and Sid. On the one hand, Mike, and Timmy to you as well, I'm not surprised that a guy like Nash would not pack it in yet. I'm not surprised by that. Walking away from this has got to be one of the most difficult things an athlete can do in any sport. On the other hand, you're 40, the contract's over, and you can't stay on the court for longer than 20 games. It seems like it's a good time now to kind of face the reality of this. Which way would you go?
I think he's doing the right thing. And I think this time, say, and he said in some of his comments that this time, say, let's say around Christmas time, and when that Grantland.com sort of documentary series that he put out, you know, you could tell it. This was not the Steve Nash we've seen publicly before. He was saying, I was in a dark place, and he was talking about his athletic death, which, you know, that's what athletes, you know, when they face retirement, it is a death of sorts. And I would suggest, again, without speaking to him, but I talked to Jay Triano the other day, who did talk to him. I think the worst is over. If anything, I would predict this is kind of a relief. You know, I he's made an honest effort, a real effort to try and get his body back so he could play the game the way he wants to play, leave his career the way he wants it. And if you know, some hills can't be climbed. So knowing that you've made your best effort, I'm sure he's going to be able to walk away and begin reflecting on what he did accomplish rather than, you know, that he couldn't finish his last year of his contract on the court.
Let's be honest, especially south of the border, Nash is taking some heat. In fact, there's stories now coming out that Kobe tried to ixnay the initial deal that would have brought him because he didn't think that Nash was the right fit. Does the end of his career alter his legacy at all?
Maybe only in L.A. Yeah. You know, I don't think, you know, that was the theme. We've seen that theme, right, where people want him to retire so they can get him off the cap, so they can, you know, they think he's greedy because he's taking the money and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure among the diehards of Laker Nation, they just looked at him as an obstacle to what they hope to accomplish, just like Dwight Howard isn't the most popular guy in L.A. either. But those things, those feelings always fade, and the bulk of his career he'll be remembered for, I think, ultimately. Sure, the two MVP awards kind of give that signature to what he was able to do. It's like a quick reference point. But, you know, I think when it's time for him to go in the Hall of Fame, I think he'll be remembered and should be remembered, I think, for probably three things. One is just the aesthetic with which he played. And I think he appealed to any kind of basketball fan, any kind of basketball purist.
Yeah.
You know, it was just fun to watch, and you knew why, even without being able to explain why. It was fun to watch. There's that. I think his, obviously, you know, his the arc he traveled as a Canadian athlete will, it's never to be repeated again. It's significant in its own right. It's like a guy going to the moon. But I think, you know, another aspect that he brought to the game and is this sense that being a teammate is itself a skill. And I think it stood out in the era he played, where you kind of had that extreme individualism, you know, creep into the NBA game to its detriment, I think we'd all agree. And I think by his nature, and we'd like to think as Canadians by our nature, he sort of defied that a little bit. But he was calculating enough to understand that, no, figuring out how to be a good teammate, an expert teammate, was itself a skill. And he demonstrated it not just on the floor and how he played, but how he carried himself. And I think those will be the things that will be remembered forever versus, you know, how he things fell apart in L.A.
I will agree with you, Michael, and let you know that we don't have any time for you to answer either one of these questions. But I'd like to throw them out. And if you did have time to answer one of them, which one would you like to answer? Because the Timmins Citizens are going to answer them on Twitter. Does not having a ring or going to the finals hurt his legacy? And the argument I got from Twitter, who's done more for Canadian basketball, Steve Nash or Vince Carter? Which one would you have liked to have answered?
I'd probably answer the second one. Great questions. I'm sure Timmins Citizens will take off with them and answer them better than I ever could. So way to finish. Finish strong, boys. Finish strong. I like it.
Story of my life, Mike. Story of my life.